This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A One Nation candidate has deleted a YouTube video after drawing criticism for his comments against gay people and women. Stuart Bonds, the candidate for Hunter, was filmed commenting, "The only thing worse than a gay person with power is a woman. I don't have a woman boss and I don't have a gay boss, and there's a reason for that." The video was on a family YouTube page run by his tattoo model wife Cine Ariel and was removed days after the election was called. Melbourne drag queen Esther Ricks will appear in this week's episode of the new ABC series The Recording Studio, recording a song for his forthcoming wedding. Ahead of the federal election, Equality Australia has quizzed each of the major parties on their policies around LGBTI rights. Equality Australia, Intersex Human Rights Australia, and the National LGBTI Health Alliance also hosted an online virtual town hall with Senators Louise Pratt and Janet Rice and New South Wales Liberal Senate candidate Andrew Bragg. When asked about ending medically unnecessary surgery on intersex children, the Liberal representative spoke instead about transition issues for trans young people, while the Labor spokesperson promised that the party would outlaw unnecessary intersex surgeries. The Coalition has taken a firmer federal stance against conversion therapy just a day after Prime Minister Scott Morrison deferred the issue to the states. Morrison responded to Labor's announced policy to ban conversion therapy by saying he would prefer to focus on the things we actually have control over. The Coalition government has announced an extra $2 million in funding towards the LGBTI support service QLife over the next 2 years. The funding will go towards the National LGBTI Health Alliance to better fund QLife's expanding footprint. Demand for the service has increased over the past 4 years, with QLife expanding service hours and increasing staffing levels to meet community needs. The increased demand includes a 20% increase in 2017-18 alone, potentially reflecting increased rates of mental distress resulting from the Coalition government's postal survey. New data for 2018 shows HIV notifications for New South Wales have fallen to the lowest level since surveillance began 35 years ago in 1984. But the Labor Party has cautioned that the state government's claim that it would eliminate the disease by 2020 was premature. New South Wales interim Labor leader Penny Sharp and Shadow Health Minister Walt Secord welcomed the data, while calling on the Berejiklian government to tailor education and social media campaigns to better engage with culturally and linguistically diverse men, as more than half of newly diagnosed cases last year were born overseas. Secord said that while the data was reassuring, he felt the New South Wales government's August 2017 claims that HIV transmission would be virtually eliminated by 2020 was premature. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Young trans athletes will tell their stories in a new documentary called Changing the Game. The Tribeca Film Festival doco is centred around wrestler Mac Beggs, but features other young athletes and their experiences as trans people in the sporting community. Now a college men's wrestler, the 19-year-old Texas trans man made headlines because state law required him to wrestle girls during his high school years based on the gender he was assigned at birth. Aussie WWE star Rhea Ripley has apologised for using a gay slur during a live stream with fans. After being met with a swift backlash, the 22-year-old was forced to apologise on Twitter, saying her filter came down for a second and she forgot some words are a big no-no to a lot of people. And finally, tennis legend Margaret Court has defended Israel Folau in the wake of his homophobic social media comments, saying he's been persecuted for his beliefs. Folau still hasn't removed the offending post and has requested a code of conduct hearing for his breach. Court told 3AW the anti-gay rugby star didn't just single out homosexuals as sinners, so he shouldn't be punished for wanting people to come to Christ.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.